George W. Bush made his first foreign trip as president this week to Mexico for a day-long meeting with Mexican leader Vicente Fox. But the trip was upstaged by news Friday afternoon that U.S. warplanes had bombed Iraqi military installations outside Baghdad. The bombing provoked outraged reaction in the Arab world and from some American allies as well. Friday's attack comes on the eve of a major trip to the Middle East by Secretary of State Colin Powell. We asked Arab scholar Shibli Telhami and Richard Pearl, a Pentagon official in the first Bush administration, whether this attack was indeed business as usual or a change in strategy toward Iraq. First, Richard Pearl.
Well, it's routine in a legal sense. That is to say, we have always reserved the right to respond in this way to the provocations that took place. The difference is that the Clinton administration, which was so weak and ineffective in the region and with respect to Saddam Hussein in particular, had developed a habit of not responding. Or when it did respond, it responded in meek and insubstantial ways. And I think it's the new administration's way of announcing that there is indeed a new administration that is going to be much tougher on Saddam than the Clinton administration was.
Professor Telhami, what has the reaction in Arab capitals been like?
The reaction, by and large, in the Arab media over the past couple of days has been very hostile and very critical. Now, let me just say that clearly the administration believes, and I think correctly, that there are many of Iraq's neighbors in the Arab world who fear a resurgent Iraq, no question about that, and they are hoping that they will develop closer relations with these countries and that they will, in a way, by being tougher on Iraq, they'll be able to get them on their side. The problem is very complex, in part because these governments are also very sensitive to the very public sentiment that is now raging in the region. And clearly, they will be very influenced by the outcome. It's not just what the U.S. does, but for what end. Ultimately, the real question will be is, what will this result in? If 4 years from now the Iraqi government is still in place, you still have the same threat, and in the meanwhile, all you have done is alienate a lot of other people, they're going to be more vulnerable.
Which is precisely why this action must be part of a larger strategy, and I believe will be part of a larger strategy, which will have as its objective the removal of Saddam Hussein from office. There can be no stability in the region, there can be no security for Saddam's neighbors, and there can be no safety for the United States with respect to Saddam's effort to acquire weapons of mass destruction as long as he's there. And the only strategy that makes sense is one aimed at achieving his removal.
Well, is that the strategy, Mr. Pearl?
I think that's where it will wind up. The administration hasn't announced any such strategy, but it is significant that this administration, unlike its predecessor, is supporting the internal opposition to Saddam Hussein. The leader of that opposition was called to the State Department yesterday and told that some millions of dollars would be released that had previously been on hold. I think clearly the administration is moving in that direction.
I think there's no question that there are many in the administration who want to move in that direction, and perhaps Mr. Pearl is right that that's where it's headed. The real problem boils down to the following. What would it take to bring that outcome about? I mean, there was a lot of trying in the past, and you can fault the Clinton administration for not doing this or not doing that, but there were times when they actually did employ force very, very strongly, particularly in 1998. There was a time when they supported a very active covert operation in Iraq, and none of this helped. And actually, within the Pentagon itself, part of the problem was in the past couple of years is that many within the Pentagon were saying that short of a very large-scale U.S. military intervention, including ground forces, it's very difficult to bring about the demise of the regime in Iraq. And if that is the case, then any effort that the administration is going to have to do has to be backed with the idea that ultimately you may have to use force, maybe even on the same level that was used in 1991. And there is no international sentiment in that direction. There is no domestic sentiment in that direction. And at the same time, if you put, for example, some forces, limited forces, you support opposition somewhere near Iraq, and then it fails and you don't carry through, the failure will be so costly to the U.S., and that's the dilemma for the administration.
Look, this was the view of the previous administration, for which reason they were paralyzed, and it is why 8 years after they took office, Saddam is stronger than when they came in. I don't believe for a moment that the opposition would require anything like the support that was involved in Desert Storm, 500,000 men and a fleet of 1,600 aircraft. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about now is giving the opposition a political presence, or in assisting them in achieving a political presence in Iraq, and once established in that way, the burden will be on Saddam to deal with that political threat to his regime and deterring his use of force against that political presence is a very much more modest military enterprise than the Gulf War.
Well, the problem is this. Certainly there are people who agree with you on that, and there are people who strongly disagree with you, including within the military bureaucracy. And if you're the president of the United States, you obviously are going to have to be taking risk. You can't afford to fail. This is not just an operation that you would undertake on that scale without some confidence that it will succeed. And therefore, you have to make a decision ultimately on whether you're willing to use more force or not. And that is the problem, because if you don't, the failure will be very costly. And until the time that you may get close to bringing down the government, it's going to take time. And during that time, you're going to face an uphill battle in the region and in the international community, especially now with Russia and China, with the background of their opposition to the missile defense program in the U.S., which obviously is the Russian military and the Chinese military are going to try to exploit every opportunity to rub salt in the U.S. eye on Iraq.
Let them try. Let them try. As long as we have a clear set of objectives and practical plans for implementing them, it really doesn't matter very much what the leaders think in Beijing or Moscow or Paris, to be sure. Look, I believe that we will get significant support from others in the region if we show that we're serious.
No, I agree with you on the seriousness. The problem is, how do you demonstrate seriousness when...
They started with those airstrikes, and I think you'll see further signs of seriousness as time goes on. And that's why Colin Powell will go to the region in a stronger position after these airstrikes than he would have had they not taken place.
There, I am not so sure. I think the problem is he's going to arrive there on the defensive, because a lot of the questions from the public are going to be on the strategy on Iraq, and clearly the public in the region doesn't see this in a favorable light. I mean, it clearly... At the governmental level, he may have an easier time, particularly in places like Kuwait, Saudi Arabia. But I think they're also facing the same public sentiment that the U.S. is facing. And there has to be a strategy of persuading the public to come on board, and that's going to be an uphill battle.
Well, gentlemen, thanks to both of you. Shibli Tilhami is Anwar Sadat Chair of Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Richard Pearl is a former Defense Department official and currently a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Thank you both.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.